reason why I was a little bit late tonight was because I was yet again trying to troubleshoot what the hell is going on with Rumble and why my stream is not, the configuration is not transferring over to there. And I know why it's not now, and I'm going to be able to figure that out and correct the problem. The problem is Streamlabs. It has nothing to do with Rumble or anything else. So I'm going to be getting rid of Streamlabs and replacing Streamlabs with a different broadcasting software, and I'll be doing that probably before tomorrow night's live. I will be live again tomorrow night. Might as well get that out of the way now. Don't know what time yet, but just check in and throughout the day on Telegram tomorrow, I'll let you know. Now, no picture. Oh, Mr. Poolfellow. There you go. No visual? Refresh. It should be. There should be visual. Everybody's saying no video. You know, I got a video.
Telegram tomorrow. I'm like, no. No.
So, yeah, it's working fine. You guys just got to refresh if you don't have any kind of video, because the error is probably something to do with your browser. So, a couple things. We're no longer on Twitch. Twitch has become a left-wing censoring platform. At least we're not on Twitch right now. So we're going to be transferring everybody over from Twitch, probably onto a platform that you never heard of before. And then in addition to that platform, Telegram now has a live streaming service as well. So we're going to be always on DLive. We'll stay on DLive. We'll be on the new server. We'll be on Rumble. And we'll also be on Telegram. So we're just shifting around here to whatever service makes the most amount of sense. Gab is actually going to pretty soon have a new live streaming service as well. Excuse me. And Truth Social will as well. So as those platforms, you know, start to gear up for the modern day social media pioneers, then we will transition over to them as well. So what we're going to do tonight is take a closer look at Chernobyl and why all of the current events going on with Ukraine and Russia have a lot to do with one area in the Ukraine, which is Chernobyl. We kind of touched on it a little bit in my last lives. We talked about, you know, Putin and what he was saying. We talked about a couple of reports that were floating around Telegram. We're really going to dissect them tonight. This isn't going to be a super long live. I didn't put together a, you know, a huge PowerPoint presentation like I have done in the past for some other topics. So we're just going to put some screenshots up on the screen, talk about them a little bit, and give you guys a closer look as to what is actually happening in the Ukraine and what they are not telling us. And of course, as we know, the mainstream media just puts out their agenda to try to confuse the public, as they always have. And when I say they always have, they literally always have. Like, they've never not had an agenda that they wanted to report to the people of the world. And it's not just in the United States, it's everywhere. The media is owned by the cabal, and the cabal spreads lies through the media, and they keep us, you know, in the dark as to what's actually going on. But what has happened here over the last year or two now is that people like me and people like you are starting to realize that we not only should not trust the media, but we should become the media ourselves. And all of their lies are unraveling, one after another after another. So if there's some time left at the end, maybe we'll fit in a quick Q&A session. I don't know how my internet could be going out. I'm hardwired right in here. That was very weird to see that. Yeah, this is just a Streamlabs thing. Okay, so it just stopped recording the live. So if any of you out there are recording this live stream, please send it to me. I don't know if Streamlabs is messing with me, or I don't know what's going on with Streamlabs, but it's not going to be my broadcasting software anymore after tonight. So please record this if you're not already, and if you have from the very beginning, that'd be great. So you caught all the stuff that I said in the beginning. Somebody just asked if my dad is as goofy as me. No. No, he's a little goofy, but not as goofy as me. No, absolutely not. No. So, you could email it to me, or you could send it through Telegram. Telegram supports large file transfers, so I like sending files through there. If you were subscribed to me on Twitch, you're no longer subscribed to me on Twitch, so make sure you resubscribe on DLive. If you're not following me on DLive, please do so. Later this week, we are going to update the perks for my website and release another level of perks as well. So all that's coming up. So philgodlewski.live is the website. And just click the subscribe or follow button here on DLive, and you will be alerted of all of my shows. As far as how many people are watching, I don't necessarily know. The numbers are going to be very down. A couple people are asking. Numbers are going to be very down, obviously, because we're not simulcasting to a bunch of different platforms. So it's a little bit of a skewed count right now while we get rid of these issues that we have right now. Thank you, Rita Jones, for giving out those subscriptions. I'm sure the people that are getting them are very happy. And I appreciate you guys, all the subs that I do get, as well as the ones that you get from the other followers. Okay, so let's do a shout out. Tell me where y'all are from. I'll announce her here real quick, and then we'll get started. We'll hop into the content of the broadcast. Los Angeles, that's a fitting one to start. Sweet Valley, Pennsylvania, so some houses down there. New Orleans, Auburn, New York, Glendale, Arizona. Fremont, Michigan. Nebraska, Vermont, Oklahoma, New Orleans, San Diego, Austin, Cal State, Fullerton, Michigan, Ohio, dang, Tennessee, Round Rock, Texas, Kalamazoo, Brookfield, Long Island, Arizona, Tempe, Phoenix, Clifton, New Jersey. Holy cow, that chat is moving. There's a lot of people here tonight. Cape Cod, Tennessee, Philadelphia, Blanchard, St. Louis, Ohio, Marquette, Australia, Hawaii, London. Wow, we got an international audience, as we always do. Clarksville, Tennessee, New Mexico, Alaska, Whitehall, Alaska, holy cow. Corpus Christi, Mars, that's a lie, because there's, you can't be there. Boston, almost moved there. Lake Havasu, no way. Arizona? Cool. Gonna be all the place out there pretty soon. Awesome. All right. Good for the shout outs. If somebody does end up recording this and sending it to me, I will post the replay on Rumble. I can't pull the replay off DLive. I can watch it on DLive, but pulling it off and putting it on another platform is just, the file is so corrupt on DLive. You have to do so much work. It's just not worth it. I don't like wasting my time on stuff like that. So, all right, here's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about the ongoings in Ukraine. I don't know if you guys have put two and two together over the last couple of years. I'm sure you have, but the cabal headed by Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the deep state operatives within our United States government, the cabal attempted to impeach and remove from office Donald Trump when Donald Trump had a conversation with the then brand new Ukrainian president Zelensky. And the phone call, which was the center of this entire impeachment hoax, which Trump ended up winning, of course, and getting acquitted. The phone call was about Donald Trump, and this is what the Democrats tried to nail him to the wall for. Phone call was about Donald Trump apparently or allegedly trying to influence Zelensky to investigate Joe Biden and the stuff that's going on in Ukraine with Joe Biden. And the Democrats immediately said, well, Biden's his, you know, his opponent. Now, of course he wants him investigated to try to throw the election towards Trump. When in reality, we all heard the phone call. We all knew what was going on. The members of, you know, Congress heard it. The members of the Senate heard it. And ultimately, Trump was acquitted. And although he was impeached, he won. An impeachment is just an allegation, as we remember. So that phone call and the way that it was handled by the deep state, the way that it was handled by the people within our government, was pretty much a snapshot of how the cabal and the deep state handled things. When they're about to be exposed for something, they get ahead of it and they expose themselves. But they put a spin on that exposure and they say, somebody else did it. Look that way. Even though you're looking directly at our operation now, don't look at us. Look at Trump. Look at what Trump did. Trump did this with the president, and he said this, and he did that, and blah, blah. So they point you in the right direction. This is classic. This is their MO. This is what they do when it comes to all things. And this is what they did in that impeachment hoax. So it's funny now that Ukraine is back in the news, except it's not, you know, the United States going to war there, or Joe Biden and the crimes that he committed there, or Hunter Biden and the crimes that they committed there. It's not that that we're talking about. It's Russia. Russia invading the country that was at the center of our impeachment crap just a few years ago. So if you put two and two together and you realize what's happening here, what's happening is the cabal has been outed, except this time, they didn't do it themselves. Back with the Ukrainian scandal and, you know, Joe Biden saying all this stuff that he had the special prosecutor fired that was looking into Hunter Biden and all that stuff, they outed themselves then, and they brought Ukraine into the news and tried to say, well, Trump's the bad guy. Look who he's trying to do with Ukraine. When in reality, the whole time, they were the ones in bed with Ukraine. Okay? If we remember a screenshot that I put on the screen, one of my last live streams, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry, and Mitt Romney all have their children and some of them other family members working in Ukraine. Why would that be? I mean, that alone, forget about all the stuff that we're going to cover tonight and all the stuff that, you know, we went over with the Trump impeachment and all that. That alone is a, to me, telltale sign of corruption. And don't take my word for it that there's corruption in Ukraine. Let's just see what Wikipedia says. Let me bring this up real quick here. I got to do a window capture. Take a look at what Wikipedia says about Ukraine. And this is Wikipedia. Keep in mind, Wikipedia is not right-wing propaganda. Wikipedia is almost always left-wing. Okay, so if we take a look at this, and of course you're going to get hit with all those notices right up top there. But when it comes to human trafficking in the Ukraine, Wikipedia says, top line right here, I'm going to start with, I'm going to try to highlight this. Here we go. I'm going to read most of this paragraph here for you. Ukraine is a source, transit, and destination country for men, women, and children trafficked transnationally for the purpose of commercial sexual exploitation and forced labor. Ukrainian women are trafficked to Russia, Poland, China, Turkey, and the Czech Republic, the United Arab Emirates, Austria, Italy, Portugal, Germany, Greece, Israel, Spain, Lebanon, Hungary, Slovak Republic, Cyprus, United Kingdom, Netherlands, Serbia, Argentina, Norway, Iran, and the United States. The majority of Ukrainian labor trafficking victims were men exploited in Russia, the Czech Republic, and Poland, primarily forced to work as construction laborers, sailors, and factory and agricultural workers. There are indications Ukraine is a destination for people from neighboring countries trafficked or forced labor and sexual exploitation. In addition, commercial sexual exploitation, forced begging, and involuntary servitude in the agricultural industry. An IOM survey released in December of 2006 concluded that since 1991, approximately 117,000 Ukrainians had been forced into exploitative situations in Europe, the Middle East, and Russia. In 2008, the government of Ukraine did not fully comply with the minimum standards for the elimination of trafficking. However, it was making significant efforts to do so. While there was little efforts to curb the trafficking, complicity of government officials, and concrete steps to protect and assist trafficking victims at the national level, local governments made some progress in victim assistance. Oh, well, that's great. Some progress, huh? Okay. And then the lower half of the article actually goes on to tell you about prosecution for trafficking, preventative measures, different protections that were put for victims that came forward. This is, keep in mind, a platform, being Wikipedia, a platform for the left. This is their source, and their own source is talking about trafficking. Okay? We're going to talk about Ukraine tonight. We're going to talk about trafficking. We're going to talk about children. We're going to talk about Chernobyl. We're going to talk about the whole thing. One thing that I think everybody misses in this whole thing is the significance of Chernobyl. Chernobyl, we all know from the nuclear, you know, meltdown or the explosion or the fire or whatever story you actually want to believe happened there. We know it for that. Okay. But what we don't know is what Chernobyl is actually being used for today. And after tonight's live, you're gonna see that. So just to catch us up to where we are so far in the live, we didn't really go over much. We talked about the corrupt United States politicians being Pelosi, Kerry, Romney, Biden, of course, and others, with all these relatives working in Ukraine with massive contracts, how do you think their net worth on the $100,000+ or $200,000+ salary they get from the United States government position in the seat that they sit? How do you think their net worth gets to $150 million? How long would you have to be in politics to get to build up that net worth? So this is how it happens. But the really sad part about where that money is coming from is what I'm going to reveal to you tonight. And there's going to be a lot of it that you don't like. So brace yourselves. Let's go back a couple weeks ago before Putin decided to invade Ukraine. And let's look at what he said. This was his first official announcement before the Russian military started invading the Ukraine. Vladimir Putin announced he had, quote, decided to conduct a special military operation. Now, I can tell you tonight that Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump had at least three and possibly a fourth phone call recently regarding Putin's invasion, upcoming invasion of the Ukraine. Trump has been in contact with Putin throughout this entire operation, special military operation. And what you're going to learn and see tonight is going to be, it's going to make it clear why Trump has been clued in so much. And it's also going to make it clear why Joe Biden and the Biden administration right now have absolutely no idea what to do. They are just completely like deer in headlights. They just don't know what to do right now. They are completely being exposed. They don't know what information Vladimir Putin has captured. And at any moment, we could have another WikiLeaks type situation where all of the information that has been gathered in the Ukraine and in Chernobyl specifically gets released to the public. And when that happens, we have a global, worldwide problem. But it's kind of a good problem for us, especially if we're hoping that Donald Trump comes back this week. Let's move on to some other stuff. Now, the first thing I want to show you, which you may not be aware of, Ukraine has the largest underground tunnel system in the entire world, more so than Germany and all their World War II tunnels, way more than the United States. They have massive, massive amounts of underground tunnels which connect the entire area of Ukraine to each other, and in one particular location that is used the most for child sex trafficking. It's not just child sex trafficking. We always like to obviously put the children first when we're talking about this trafficking stuff, but it's human trafficking. Just as Wikipedia just told you, you have women being trafficked out of the Ukraine. You have children being stolen from their mothers at birth, and their mothers are told, well, they died. Sorry. They never get to see the baby. They never get to have a funeral for the baby. They never get to bury their own. They never get any evidence that the baby was actually killed. They never get it. They take the children from the mothers, and there's articles that we're actually going to show that I'll show tonight that show this happening to mothers in the Ukraine. But back to the tunnels. Ukraine has the most tunnels out of any area in the entire world, all of them being underground. Ukraine is a haven for smugglers, a haven. It is so easy to smuggle anything in and out of the Ukraine. Because of the tunnel system. Now let's take a look at that map. There it is. So the black shaded area obviously is Ukraine. And the lines, which look like rivers, looks like a topical version of a river, you know, type map. Those lines are the tunnel systems. And they are everywhere. Literally everywhere. Now I'm going to put another map on the screen right now. This one's going to be a little larger, so I'm going to move it around. Put the tunnel. Whoops. It's just really aggravating. Tunnel map over there for a minute. Put my big head right in between. Okay. What I want to highlight here in this map, in this map right here, is the port city of Odessa. Odessa is right there in the bottom, right above where it says Black Sea. It's highlighted bold in black. Odessa is a major port city in the Ukraine. And if you look at the map on the right-hand side where the tunnels are, there is a straight line up to Chernobyl. Literally a straight line. Here, let me highlight it for you. Here you got Odessa. See it right here on this map. If we go to the same location on this map, it's right about here. Make this X a little bit smaller. You can see it right about here. This would be Odessa. And look at the tunnel that goes all the way up right here. See that line? It's like a straight line that goes straight down to Odessa, directly to Chernobyl. You have a direct shot from the major port city of Odessa, right here on the map, to the nuclear facility in Chernobyl. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the primary reason why Vladimir Putin decided to invade Ukraine. It had nothing to do with anything. Sanctions, any of the crap that you're hearing in the mainstream media. It had everything to do with intelligence that the Russians had regarding the operations that were ongoing in Ukraine. Now, in regards to child sex trafficking. Now, it also had to do with the biolabs, which that's also bad, obviously, that Ukraine is, you know, that has biolab facilities that are being funded by either the United States or the CIA, or anyway, if they have biolabs and they're on the border of Russia, I could see Russia having a problem with that. But what you're seeing happening in the media now is they're trying to take focus off the child sex trafficking stuff and shift it over to the biolabs. And they're not commenting on the biolabs. They're like, well, that's pretty much their response when asked about the biolabs. They're like, well, that's what they do. Can't make this shit up. Now, they don't want the sex trafficking stuff to come out. But you could see now how the Patriots are forcing the narrative and taking it to the cabal. All right? You don't want to do it the easy way? We're going to do it this way. Go ahead, Vlad. Boom. Putin goes into Ukraine. And as you can see by the map, it's a short shot to Chernobyl. They got there in a matter of a day or two. You know? Now, what they found in Chernobyl is absolutely despicable and just horrifying. Ukraine has a system, and the system in Ukraine is that they steal children from their mothers at hospital at birth, and they take the children and raise the children until the children are of age and can be sold. Not many people know this, but the human trafficking industry is the third largest industry in the entire world, next to guns and drugs. Number three is human trafficking. It's almost a $20 billion a year industry, and it is hidden from the public. People just don't talk about it. They sweep it under the rug, or they, you know, ignore the stats completely, or they don't include, you know, the stats or any of the truth when reporting, you know, statistical information to the masses. This shot of this map right up here is the reason why Ukraine is such a hotbed for corruption. It's the reason why Biden was there. It's the reason why, you know, Pelosi's there, Romney, all of them. Those underground tunnels that you see in that map. In fact, if you try to get this map somewhere, you're going to have a hard time. They do not want you to know about those tunnels. Now, it's not just the tunnels in Chernobyl, which we're going to talk about shortly, but Kyiv, which is the capital of the Ukraine, has some pretty heavy underground stuff going on. Yes, that is a shot of an escalator. And the shot, the picture that you're looking at, I'm having a hard time moving these things tonight, guys. I'm sorry. This escalator that you're looking at goes to an underground metro tunnel in Kyiv. This is an article from 2017. Exploring the deepest metro station in the world. When I arrived in Kyiv, I had no idea I was in the same city as the world's largest, deepest metro station. With the main attractions like cathedrals, city gates, and Landscape Alley, most people didn't think to explore what's beneath them. The Kyiv metro network has three lines spanning over 40 miles with 52 stations and two more lines planned. In 2016, the metro carried nearly 500 million people, yet those figures pale compared to how the metro was constructed. As the third metro system built in the former USSR, it seems to be a true feat of engineering. With plenty of hills across the city, not to mention a major river, the lines were laid very deep. So, not only do you have this massive hotbed of underground tunnels throughout the Ukraine, you have the deepest metro station in the world in its capital city. Why is the capital city so important? Well, because any capital city is going to have military presence. It's going to have military protection. There are many reports throughout the internet of how this metro system in particular that you're looking at right now, and I had 25 pictures I could have showed you. This thing is impressive. Absolutely impressive. Where they got the money to do something like this, it's not from their taxpayers. I can tell you that. I mean, this thing pales in comparison to anything that we have in the United States in terms of subways or underground metro or any of that. It is incredibly, incredibly constructed. Research it yourself. Research, go to DuckDuck and type in Kyiv underground metro system and see what you come up with. The pictures will knock your socks off. So you have these underground tunnels all throughout, you know, Ukraine. You also have this underground transportation system right in its capital city. It's a hotbed. And that's why Ukraine is so popular in everything related to the deep state. Now, if we look a little closer, though, at Chernobyl. Oops. There we go. If we look a little closer at Chernobyl, the common question I was asked going into tonight's live when we're going over what the truth about Chernobyl is, well, was there actually a nuclear disaster? You know, was there a reactor meltdown? Was there a fire? Was all that stuff we saw in the HBO special? Yes, that happened. There was some sort of disaster there. It's, you know, anybody's guess at who's telling the truth between Russia and Ukraine and all that stuff that happened back in the 80s. Who knows what actually happened there? But there was some sort of something. But what happened was the deep state and the cabal, in this case the cabal, saw an opportunity with Chernobyl. They saw a former nuclear reactor melted down, and now they have the opportunity to tell everybody, oh, well, it's uninhabitable, can't go there. One of the things when I watched the HBO special a few years ago, whenever it came out, one of the things that I realized after doing some, you know, research after watching it, just regular research, going to Google, plugging in things, most of the photos that you have from Chernobyl are staged. They're not real. And in fact, Wikipedia will tell you that. Google will tell you that. There's some photos of dolls sitting on beds, you know, next to windows, and you can see the reactor. They're all fake. They're not. They're using it as a tourist attraction to get money, to build up money, because they're selling, you know, history of a bad, it's called something, it's called bad, I don't know, it's bad, but they're basically monetizing Chernobyl. Now, I know a lot of people personally that one in particular who did a paper. Oh, it's actually, you guys know Amanda. It's Amanda's fiance. His name's Ray. He did a paper on Chernobyl when he was in college, when he was in medical school, about how the radiation from Chernobyl actually isn't, it's not radiating much anymore. It's like a little bit there, but it's hardly anything. Yet, when we look at the fallout map of the Chernobyl site, all of these areas are off limits. You cannot travel there. And if you do, you'll be met with military presence and the threat of exposure to radiation. And it is completely shut down. Does that sound familiar, by the way, when we talk about traveling to Antarctica or traveling to the North Pole? Can't go there. It's off limits. There are certain areas you just cannot go to. This is one of them. So what actually happened with Chernobyl is there was some sort of nuclear, you know, disaster there. Whose fault it was doesn't matter. It's for another show. But the cabal saw an opportunity to set up shop. And they saw an opportunity to say, you know what? You can't go in this zone. No one could go there because there's so much radiation exposure and you'll die and whatever. They literally carved themselves out a little area of the world. And they did what they wanted. And over time, they built out tunneling systems. They started having foreign money come in particular from the United States government. Obama would send all this money there. You know, suddenly Hunter Biden, who, what business does he have sitting on the board of a Ukrainian gas company earning, what was it? I think it was $500,000 a month. You know, $6 million a year. Just because he's Joe Biden's kid and he can't really get a job anywhere else. So let's just put him on the board in Ukraine. Why not? You know, Pelosi did the same. Romney did the same. All of the exposure is coming out. All of their lies are coming out in the open now. And it's because people like you are waking up to it. But this is the kind of thing that you really need to get to other people as well. This is the kind of thing that when the mainstream media is highlighting Vladimir Putin as this big bad wolf who's going in there and killing babies and all this stuff. It's not happening, guys. It's not what's happening. Chernobyl is a hotbed for not nuclear fallout, but for children. Gets a little hard to do at times, and you know, you have to, sometimes you just have to take a breath. Let me find my other article. I'll put it on the screen here. There it is. Nope, that's not it. I'm sorry, guys. I lost my place here. Just give me a sec. There it is. So when we look at what's happening in the Ukraine today, and you know, obviously Biden is center stage right now, and we know Hunter was there, and we know that whole backstory. What we fail to forget is the Clintons. The Clintons have so much pull and reach, Oh, this is the bioweapons one. Hold on. Wrong one. We'll get into that one in a second, too. Jeez, I'm sorry, guys. I keep losing my stuff here. I don't know what's going on. There we go. All right, so this is another excerpt from another article that ties Obama and the Biden administration, as well as the Clintons, as to what's going on in Chernobyl and in the Ukraine as well. This one says, child trafficking by the Obama-Biden administration using the Clinton Foundation was well known in the intelligence community. This is meaning the CIA, FBI, and other areas throughout the world, not just the United States intelligence agencies. The extensive network of child sex trafficking was believed to be organized by the Black Hats or by the Illuminati at the Vatican and funded by the CIA, Black Budget, and Chinese Communist Party child trafficking ring. That's another point I want to mention now. We're about to see China and President Xi come into the news very, very soon. There's a couple different entities in China that we have to distinguish. There's the CCP, which is the Chinese Communist Party. And then there's Xi and the Chinese people. Xi does not want the CCP in China. The Chinese people do not want the CCP there. They're being ruled and thrown around like they're slaves, basically, and told to do what they could do and can't do at every single time. China is just as on our side as Russia is. I told you guys many weeks ago that this was a global initiative between the United States, Russia, and China to take out the bad guys. So when we see stuff like this on the screen, funded by the CIA, Black Budget, and the CCP child for the child sex trafficking stuff, it doesn't mean China and President Xi. That's kind of like Putin and Russia. You know, obviously there's bad Russians as well, but Putin is not included in that, and neither is Xi. It goes on to say, apparently, their ring extended to trafficking children caught at the border, those who went by submarine to the Biden-owned water island that lay next to the Epstein's pedophile island. Dumb tunnels that ran beneath every capital city in the nation and the globe included an underwater water tunnel system under Biden-owned property in the Ukraine and another buried 2 miles beneath the White House. So what we're talking about here is the tunneling systems that we saw the map for before. I'm going to put that back on the screen. Not only include tunneling systems under land, but also tunneling systems under water. This was an enormous, enormous operation. And when we look at Chernobyl specifically, here's what we see today. Let me pull that up. I love technology. I love the internet. I love code. I love everything. I love all. It's just not coming up. That's fine. Everything's fine. So we'll do it this way. Okay, so when we look at Chernobyl today, you could see that they erected this big, giant encapsulation over where the supposed reactor disaster occurred. I mean, knowing what you know now about Ukraine and the tunneling system and the you know, the corruption that's plagued there for so long, why would you have a massive, massive cover over Chernobyl? It's not because of radiation, because as we discussed earlier, the radiation at Chernobyl, if you go look it up yourself, it's not even that high anymore. And it's not because of this construction. It is to hide what they're doing. Now, I'm not telling you that Chernobyl didn't happen. I'm not telling you that Chernobyl didn't, you know, kill people. I'm not telling, I don't, whatever the official story is about Chernobyl and how the disaster took place and the many people that it killed, I'm not trying to bring that to, you know, I'm not trying to cast a pale light on any of that. What I am trying to say is what they're doing now, all these years later, however many years later it is since the disaster occurred, what they're doing now is using the actual story as a cover story to traffic their $20 billion industry through this area. All of these things are about to come to light. Putin has everything he needs. There were 100 children. There were over 100 children inside the Chernobyl plant when Russia invaded last week. And the children were from various countries. Most of them were girls. The girls were in good health. The boys were much worse. These children were taken to Russia. Instead of being sent back to their families immediately, they were interviewed by a welfare system, child welfare system within Russia. And they were asked how they got there, who their parents are, where they're from, what their names are, all the standard stuff you would do to, you know, children when you're rescuing them. And according to what I'm told, Putin has all of the details of how the operation happened. Putin actually wanted to send the children from the United States back to the States, but in his most recent conversation with Donald Trump, he said, I would do that, but I don't trust Biden, so I'm not going to. And Putin and Trump kind of agreed on, you know, Putin keeping them safe for now until the hammer drops. So Chernobyl, I've known for the last several years what Chernobyl actually is. And yes, it is a place of a former nuclear disaster, but now it has been taken over and the cabal uses it as their lair. And it's not just Chernobyl, it's the whole of Ukraine. Chernobyl just being the spot that they, you know, really go to when they want deep cover. They have that giant steel enclosure, you know, over the plant itself. They have restricted area because they say that there's fallout there. They have immediate access through the underground tunneling system to the port of Odessa, which takes you right out to the sea. The ability to ingress and egress from Chernobyl for the cabal is all that they need to put up a flagship, you know, point and run their operations. So when you guys see on the news that Russia, Ukraine, Russia didn't go in there for, Russia could have invaded Ukraine a million times over the past 20, 30 years, and they never did. They did it now because of everything that we know. They did it now because of everything that is happening globally. This is the first significant event, the most significant event that now kicks off the end of the Great Awakening. And I don't know about you, but I'm dying to see the end of this. We're going to do a brief Q&A right now. It'll probably take about another 15, 20 minutes worth of questions. And then we'll call it quits for tonight. I have a killer show planned for tomorrow night that you're not going to want to miss. I think you're going to like that one. But I wanted to just kind of catch everybody up to speed on some stuff that the news isn't really telling you, of course. And I actually haven't seen a lot of this in other, you know, Truth Through platforms or throughout Telegram. I know there was a Real Raw News article about, you know, Putin saving the children. That's accurate. And I saw some other, you know, various reporting. But what I think everybody forgets and what a lot of people are not reporting is the fact that Ukraine has the most underground tunnels in the entire world. Now think about that for a second. In the whole world, all the trafficking that we talk about in the United States and all the, you know, even the dumbs and everything that we talked about over the last couple, you know, years, Ukraine has the most. And not only do they have underground makeshift tunnels, but they have that huge metro system as well. That is why they were invaded. Now, whose side is Zelensky on? How does he play into this? Newly elected president running on the premise of anti-corruption remains to be seen. We know about the phone call with Trump. We know what they said on the phone call, and remains to be seen. I don't know about Zelensky. I don't know. I don't have any intel there. But what I do know is that you are witnessing stage one of the global takedown. Anyway, you are witnessing stage one of the global takedown of the cabal. And it starts in Ukraine, and Chernobyl is not what you think it is, and it never has been. And the world, whenever Putin decides, and I guess Trump probably has a lot of input there too, but whenever Putin decides, is going to know exactly what was in that plant and exactly what they did in Ukraine. And it's not just biolabs. Biolabs are bad enough, obviously, but it's all coming. So let's get into a quick Q&A here. How many stages are there? Three. Ukraine, Taiwan, Israel. Is Soros detained? I have information that Soros is dead and has been for quite a while. Not years, but, you know, once we got into the thick of things after the election, I don't believe Soros is alive anymore. There were massive raids in Toronto where his, one of his, you know, flagship businesses is located. The Supreme Court nominees, a couple people are asking about that. Insignificant, because if it's appointed, whoever it is, if they're appointed by Biden, Biden won't be your president much longer. So anything that Biden had done throughout his administration because of the fraudulent election gets walked back. So whether it's a, you know, a law or an executive order or whatever it is, it just, we just reset to January 20th of 2021. So the Supreme Court nominee, if they get in place now, it's not going to last very much longer because we're at the finish line here. People are asking about Steve Jobs. When I was asked the question about Steve Jobs, you know, being a key figure in the formulation of the Q phone and a couple other things, Steve Jobs didn't die when they told you he did. He had some work to do. But I have been told, and I don't know this for a fact, that he's now dead. So, do I know that because I went to his funeral and saw his body? No, but I did a little bit with that guy, and it's just absolutely brilliant. I just wish we could have more people like him in the world. Is 107 JFK? No. Are we still looking at having EBS? Yeah, I believe that we are. And I would not be surprised if that happened this week. What's going on with Mr. Poole? A lot of people are trying to clone Mr. Poole's channel. Mr. Poole has migrated to a couple different places for security reasons. Don't go to those other channels. They're not him. His one channel, the one that you were on before, made a new one. A couple complications in that one. So now everybody's trying to take advantage of that and get people to go to a channel that actually doesn't belong to him. Don't worry. You'll be hearing from Mr. Poole a different way. Negative 48 of fraud? Yeah, always has been. I mean, I just, again, I don't, when somebody says, yeah, I shook the hand of Dale Earnhardt Sr., he was hanging out with Tupac. Sorry. You know, it's just a blatant lie. And he makes other truthers, like me and others, he makes them look incompetent, and he makes them look like their, you know, intel is bullshit, and everybody gets a negative connotation towards truthers because of stuff like that, and I hate it. You know, it just drives me nuts. It gives us a bad name, makes people look negatively on me because of what other people do. You know, the news gets a hold of stuff like that with this idiot wearing a tinfoil hat in a hotel, and they just go bonkers, and they just do anything they could to destroy the Q movement. Even though we have nothing to do with that guy. Did Biden's inauguration begin before 12 noon? No. It was after. According to the Constitution, I'm pretty sure it has to be before 12. So it's just another little tidbit that they throw in there to keep your mind distracted, so to speak, from what's actually going on. And that's the good stuff that we know about. Is JFK Jr. the vice president in exile? Not that I'm aware of. I know there's a lot of rumors about R being the next vice president, currently is, and all that stuff. I do believe he's alive. Said that before many times. What his role is in government, I said this before, I think his role would be better as a global ambassador to this whole thing, because had he not faked his own death, the cabal would have killed him. There were prices out in his head, and knowing what he knows about his father's, you know, attempted assassination. Is Scott McKay a reliable source? I have information that Scott took money to kind of slow his rhetoric a little bit and that money was from the other side. I don't trust people like that. I'm not saying you shouldn't trust them. I'm just saying I don't trust them, knowing what I know. Is Flynn bad? I have a lot of people saying Flynn's deep state, Flynn's this, Flynn's that. Look at this, look at that, look over here, look at there. I just go back to one thing. Donald Trump picked Michael Flynn as the director of the NSA. There's a very important position, probably more important than any other position in government. And he put Michael Flynn there. So you are telling me that Donald Trump lacked the foresight to realize and lacked the research, and he was tricked into putting Michael Flynn at the most important position in the government. That's what you're telling me? And then, since we're on the premise of Flynn being deep state, his own people, the deep state cabal, whatever you want to call them, took him down from that position. Why? You see? You see how it all falls apart right there? Trump put him in there. Okay, you could say Trump was tricked. All right, Trump was tricked, didn't know, put Flynn in a really powerful position. Then why did they try to rip him down from that position? Why wouldn't they just leave him there? He's in a great position that the cabal would, I'm sure, love to have. Why didn't they take him out of it? Why did they even go to the lengths that they did? They charged him with treason just to get him out of there, rip him out of office. Why? No one to this day has ever answered that question for me. And until I could logically get that question answered, I'm not going to believe that Flynn is deep state. I'm waiting for an explanation. I've been waiting for months ever since Lynn Wood started throwing daggers at Flynn. And I see the stuff that Lynn Wood's posting, but it's circumstantial. I don't see anything that directly ties Mike Flynn to that side at all. I'm not saying Lynn Wood is lying. I do believe that Lynn Wood thinks that. I just don't agree with it based on what I see being thrown up as evidence. I just don't believe it. No explanation. I still don't have one. If you want to give me one, I'll listen. I'm open to the theory. I'm just not sold on it at all. Is Real Rod News a reliable source? Some of their stuff is. I think they sometimes like to fill up their. And the more I look at them, they like to fill up their, you know, website with articles that some of which are just fillers. A lot of you guys get aggravated at me because I only go live maybe 3 times a week. If I don't have intel, what do you want me to say? You just want me to talk? About what? You know, if nothing's coming in, if nothing's actually happening, I'm not just going to hold a show just to hold a show to fill up the feed. I think that's dumb. You know? If something happens or if I have some sort of insight on something, I'll go live. Just like we did tonight with Chernobyl. Chernobyl also, you know, obviously doesn't have anything to do with Trump coming back into office, although it's a connected issue. It's not something super, you know, revealing. It's just one of those things that, holy crap, well, now we know. But like, I think Real Raw News and others fill up their feed with garbage sometimes. Now, that said, they do have some good sources. I actually know a couple of their sources that they have, which are good sources, one of which is Pentagon related. So any kind of stuff that you see coming out of the Pentagon or related to the Pentagon, most of that stuff is accurate. What's the significance of the Evergreen in Baltimore? The Evergreen has been used as kind of like a comms tool, you know. If you remember, that was Hillary Clinton's code name, so to speak. So it's been used as a tool to relay information to the Patriots and to try to send messages, so to speak, to the cabal and the deep state as well. So I do believe that they found a lot of stuff in the Evergreen that was a way that transportation of children and weapons and all of this other stuff was taking place. And they used, the cabal used the Evergreen to transport that stuff. But ever since it got stuck, you know, last year, now it's just kind of like a funny joke, an inside joke, so to speak. Is nuclear energy real? No. There's no such thing as nuclear energy. I have a problem with the entire... I'm not saying that the entire Chernobyl thing is a lie, but I have a problem with nuclear energy. I don't think that there were nuclear bombs in Hiroshima, Nagasaki. I don't think that whatever happened in Chernobyl was nuclear. I think something happened there for sure, no doubt. People died, no doubt. But I don't think it was nuclear. I don't think you'd do it. Is your money safe in banks? I do not believe your money's safe in banks. Nope. I do not. Sorry. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not telling you to pull your money out of banks. Right now I don't trust the banking system. And that's just my own personal opinion. Is there time travel? Yes, but not in the way that you think. I have no idea when you could visit Terra Vista. No idea. That's going to be, if ever, it's going to be down the road. Maybe not in our lifetime. Is Fauci detained? Fauci was detained a while ago. Fauci's been committing crimes. They knew that what Fauci did almost as soon as COVID came out. We lost control after the election fraud. Do I think Trump will be back this week? I do. I think we're looking at some point very soon, days, Trump revealing the PED. PEDs are secret documents. They're not meant to be recorded publicly, but they exist. So if a PED gets revealed and the information in the PED was enacted while Trump was still in office, Trump could do exactly what we talked about before, declare himself president in exile of a government in exile. And then you have a situation that, you know, requires immediate Supreme Court attention. When I say immediate, I'm talking like hours, not even days, hours. You can't have somebody show up, a prior president, and say, I'm president. That's not going to happen. The military is going to erupt if there is not an immediate ruling. So, is this suicide weekend? If that EBS goes off and Trump comes back, I think you're looking at massive, massive suicide. Now, will that still happen this week? I believe it will. But I've been wrong before. And there are pieces of the puzzle that, you know, I'm not privy to. I might be privy to some of it, if not, you know, most of it, but the other areas I'm not. Will Wisconsin be decertified? Yes, I think all of the states are going to be decertified, literally everyone. I think you're looking at a special election. Just about every state, if not every state. Do all three stages have to be complete before EBS? No. No, those are just things that are going to happen. And when those next stages occur, doesn't necessarily have to be like a covert operation like Putin did in Ukraine. It could actually be public at that point because, you know, people are aware of what was happening, and the truth is actually out in the open. That's going to be a hell of a day for us, isn't it? When the truth is actually out in the open. How many people do you know their heads are going to just fall right off the shoulders and roll on the ground and kick it around like it's a little ball? I know a lot. A lot of people asking about med beds. Med bed technology has been around for a long time. When they'll be released, I don't know. I'm not privy to that. I wish I was. But I do know it's been around for a long time. I know that a lot of people have used it. But when, you know, it gets implemented into our healthcare system, at what level, you know, and when does the public get to access it? That's something I don't know. I have taken Medicare, yes. Just out of curiosity, you know, I share those ads on my channel. So, you know, I just wanted to be sure it's like not going to knock you out or like something. So I have taken it. Seems like it speeds up your metabolism a little bit. I don't know if that's actually a thing or not, but to me, it seemed like it did. I feel like I'm not as hungry when I take it. I don't know what would cause that. Maybe it's just this placebo. Guys, those ads, I don't have anything to do with any of those products that are shared on my channel. None of them are my companies. They're all digital stores that belong to someone else. I share them to my channel to get them some exposure. That's it. So a couple of the products I have, but I have some of those coins I bought. Those are pretty cool. I bought the old Kennedy one. Just keep in mind that those coins are not like 999 silver or 999 gold. Those are commemorative coins that are like clad, silver plated. They're cool to have and cool to collect, but they don't have the same value as the stuff that we talked about before, like the other silver and stuff. Aliens? No aliens. There's no space. If there are aliens, the type of aliens that you're thinking of, they would be from the lands beyond. But by definition, it's not an alien, right? Because that's still from Earth. They're just from a different area of Earth that we never knew about. So, no, aliens are a lie to keep you distracted from reality. And it's a fun little lie, right? Because we think these aliens are, ooh, they're from so far away. And, aliens, take me. You know what I mean? But it's just, they just want you to think that because they don't want you to know what's actually happening here. They want you looking up at this infinite black space, sky, whatever. Dumb. Where's the Pope? Probably dead by now, I would imagine. Not sure about that, though. But, yeah, I think he's a goner. He's a bad dude. Bad, bad, bad. They're all bad. Every one of them. Pleiadians, humans. So this would be another area that, you know, is most likely human of some sort. Yes, maybe not from the areas that we know, but again, from the lands beyond type thing. That's what I think. Is RV before the EBS? Doesn't necessarily have to be. No, could be around the same time, but doesn't have to be before. Chances are the revaluation of currency is all done. Nasera is ready to go at any moment. That's something that took a long time to implement, but now instead of waiting on it, it is waiting on other events. When will NASA fall? I think you've seen the end of NASA. I don't think you're going to see too much more out of NASA. I think SpaceX is going to be the thing. But the truth will come out about what SpaceX is actually doing, because they're definitely not trying to get to Mars. So once we, you know, keep in mind the Earth that we live on, right? It's like 5 times the size of what we actually think it is. And it's a flat, non-rotating plane. So to traverse that plane is very complicated to get to the other side of that plane because it's so far away. You need massive amounts of fuel. You need massive amounts of, it's cold over there. So you need massive amounts of, you know, protection for the aircraft and for whoever's going to go over there, even if it's, so that's where SpaceX comes in. Pretty sure that's what they're doing. And by pretty sure, I mean I'm 100% positive. Yeah, Jared Kushner. I don't know. Jared Kushner confuses me. Could it have been, you know, a plant to get close to Trump? To have Ivanka, you know, marry him? It's possible. But I don't have any intel on that. I'm not sure. What was my jersey number? 8. It's my boy. When will the mainstream media go down? Shortly after all this, you know, happens. The mainstream media, at any time that the Patriots want, pull the trigger on the mainstream media. They are all in violation of Executive Order 13848. They all capitulated with election fraud. So at any time, you know, after the big reveal comes out and Trump is, you know, officially back or whatever you want to call it, that executive order that was signed has so much power in so many different areas that it will cover absolutely everything and everyone that had anything to do with the fraudulent election in 2020. Why don't I talk about the People's Convoy? There's so much fraud happening regarding the convoy. There's so many people trying to pull money out of so many Patriots, you know, for the convoy, and then it's not really going to the convoy. So I know that there is a convoy. I know that there's stuff happening. I know the mainstream media is not covering it, but I hesitate to promote it because I don't want to promote it or talk too much about it, and then you guys see one of those spam ads on Telegram or whatever, and, you know, it just, you end up losing your money because you donated to what you thought was a good cause. So, you know, if it's a legitimate thing, I think that it should be handled a little bit better than what's being handled. I don't know who is in control of that, but I'm not comfortable getting involved with something that's going to take money out of your pocket for no good reason, you know. I could be wrong in that thinking, but is water okay to drink? A lot of people have been asking me that. I have not seen any kind of, other than conjecture or hypotheticals, I haven't seen any kind of reason to not drink water. In fact, I'm drinking water tonight. So I know Stu Peters did a thing on that. I looked into it a little bit, and to me it looked like it was, you kind of have to believe it to be true if you think it's true. You know what I mean? There's no direct proof of that. Plus, I have not been... told that. I think that would be a major thing for me to tell millions of people that watch me to know. You know what I mean? And for that not to be conveyed to me just makes it seem like it's not true. Am I certain that it's not true? No. But am I certain enough to drink water? Yeah. But that's me. You know, if the story scares you, then don't drink water. But what are you going to drink? You know, it's hard. Everything has water. Timestamps, Eastern Time, Central Time, how do we know? Go to the cue boards and look that up. Give you your answer there. This has been discussed by Anons many times. Elon Musk. I believe Elon Musk is working with the good guys. I also think it has something to do with the lands beyond and, traversing into the lands beyond and dealing with the firmament and extending life on our planet so that when the shift happens and the current lands that we occupy are no longer inhabitable, we are able to transition over there without a major great reset. The great resets of the past, there were many of. The great resets of the past, a lot of people died, weren't able to make it. And then you end up in a situation where whoever survived controls the world. And in our last great reset, that ended up being the cabal that we're fighting today. Literally just a few families rewrote our history to whatever they wanted and said, hey, this is true. They know what's really true, but they don't tell us. So, will you still do your live about all the things you predicted that you thought were right that did happen and didn't happen? Yeah. I mean, if you guys want me to. I've not been doing that, not because I wasn't right about enough things. It's not the reason why I'm going to do it. I just don't want you guys to think that I'm doing like a braggatory live and I'm bragging about, oh, I was right about this, right about this, right about this, wrong about this, right about this, right about this. You know what I mean? Because there's going to be a lot of stuff that when I go back and actually do the screen records and the screen grabs of me saying things, those things actually happened. There's going to be a lot of it and it's going to look like I'm bragging, but I'm not. But you guys keep asking me, so I might as well just do it, I guess. How do we get a Q phone? You'll be given a Q phone. Everyone will get them in time. Am I at P on Truth Social? No. Did I hack Fox News? No. When will the pole shift happen? I don't know what you mean by pole shift, but right now the magnetic north is shifting. It's on its way to Siberia. And it's going to keep moving after that because it moves in a circle around the center point of our greater realm, Hyperborea, Garden of Eden, and Mount Meru. That's the center point of our greater realm where our electromagnetic coil underneath the earth is actually exposed in the earth. Never be able to get there. Well, we could, but yeah, it's for a different day. Area 51. Area 51 is just a distraction. Same thing like the aliens. Oh, there's a major crash there. There's aliens. Don't think about flat earth anymore because now we have Roswell. We've just been tricked about everything. Everything. Chris Cornell alive? Nope. XRP. XRP will have a role in transferring of currency, of the new currency that we'll be getting once gold and silver backed securities are out. Are we still waiting on the Queen? I never said we were waiting on the Queen. I don't know who told you that, but I never said that. Will NASA's lies be revealed? Yeah, I think so. I mean, first of all, in my opinion, they're already revealed. Every time they put out a photo, it's a lie. So all you got to do is like look at the photo a little closer. Is Ezra Cohen John Durham? No. Can I tell you more about Flat Earth? I can tell you everything you need to know. Maybe I should have an AMA of Flat Earth. I could do that. Just to do a Q&A. I said AMA, but ask me anything, whatever. Q&A about Flat Earth. I know everything there is to know about Flat Earth. I try to keep this stuff, political, my shows. But every once in a while, I wouldn't mind doing that. What's the red X in the bottom corner? It was just a pointer that I was using before to point out. There you go. To point out the tunnels on the Ukraine map. Not that important. Was Kobe killed by the cabal? It's very possible, yes. I still don't know, and I really am going to find out. Do I think Patrick Byrne is a plant? No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I feel the same thing about Byrne as I do about Flynn. So if somebody wants to show me why he's a plant, I will listen. But I've asked that question many times, and then they point me to some sort of article where this one said this one about this one from an unnamed source. Well, that sounds like bullshit to me. So, like, don't come at me with bullshit. I'm not going to believe the bullshit. Who's Austin Steinbart? Good name to research. That's all I'll say about that. Is Bill Gates dead? I do believe Bill Gates is dead. Yes. Hillary has COVID. Yes, I heard Hillary has COVID. That makes Hillary and Obama within the same week. Interesting, huh? Buy a new computer now or wait? I'd wait. What's my live about tomorrow? I'm going to do a live tomorrow on the president in exile, kind of a continuation from the one I did in the past. It's going to be pretty interesting. Interesting timing of tomorrow's live, too. Is there an antidote for the vax? Yes. Should we hear more indictments from Durham this week? This week? I don't know. What day is it? Probably by the end of the month. The first state to decertify, I believe, will be California. When the sun disappears, I lost the question. Damn it. They're moving too quick, and I'm going to read them, and then... If Biden has no authority, how did EO-13848 get extended? Well, it was extended by the Patriots. Biden doesn't have authority. The Patriots are running the country. But if they want something extended, they just get it extended, and then they make it look like Biden did it. You know, it literally is a movie. I know, I'm so sick of saying that, but I know you're sick of hearing it too. Do I use Starlink for my special network? No. One of my thoughts on the new Anonymous video. I think I told you guys this before, but the Anonymous, the group Anonymous, anybody could claim to be anonymous. It's not a person. It's a group that... Anyone, you could go get a mask and do a little message with a voice changer, and now you're Mr. Anonymous. And you could say, oh, I have a message for Russia, I have a message for blah, 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 whatever. The entity was created to give people like us, who have certain skills, the ability to cause damage. Now, there are some very high-level hackers that have been in that group before. But in terms of, you know, who's in it now and what they're doing now, I don't know now, because I don't take part in that group. Will large health insurance companies be busted? Yeah, I think they committed a lot of crimes on the people for a very long time. And I think that there's going to be hell to pay for that. I think a lot of people died because of money. Is it true that Mount Weather was raided and taken from the deep state? Yes, that is true. Good information there. And that's going to do it. We'll end tonight's live on that. Again, if anybody recorded this entire live, please send it to me on Telegram. I would prefer it because large files are easy to be transferred there. I could upload it to Rumble after I have it. Streamlabs is not going to be a thing for me as of tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to have a new system in place that's going to be better than this one. So thank you guys for tuning in.